Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Service. We are conducting a voluntary survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the community and nation. What are the chances that you will vote in the next November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I have no idea what you're saying.
What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Will you probably vote?
I am likely to vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Mexican.
Thank you. And what is your age, just for statistical purposes?
21.
Thank you so much. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
More towards liberal.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'd say I'm currently satisfied right now.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 and how important of an issue it is for you. Let's start with improving K through 12 education from 0 to 10. How important it is for you?
What was the question?
Improving K through 12 education from 0 to 10. How important it is for you?
8.
Thank you. And what about protecting voting rights and democracy?
Seven.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs from 0 to 10. How important it is?
8.
Thank you, sir. Making college more affordable from 0 to 10. How important it is?
6.
Banning tobacco products for adults from 0 to 10, how important it is?
What was the first part?
Banning tobacco products for adults from 0 to 10, how important it is?
3.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And let's just start with Democrats in Congress from 0 to 100, how favorable do you feel about them?
Uh, 75.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
And 60.
Thank you, sir. And what about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
70.
Thank you so much. I want you to read you a list of priorities that within the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. On each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA. Let's start with restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages from 0 to 10, how important it is?
5.
Thank you. What about authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes from 0 to 10, how important it is?
7.
Thank you, sir. What about authorizing prescription medication from 0 to 10?
Doing what?
Authorizing prescription medication from 0 to 10, how important it is?
7.
And educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition from 0 to 10, how important it is?
9.
Thank you so much. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose?
Support.
And would you say strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you so much. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Support.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
I would say it would bring more harm.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Thank you, sir. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on it? Let's say harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or a prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which would be the best approach, the first one or the second one?
The first one.
Thank you. I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. More dangerous products flood in the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. That makes you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you, sir. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Do you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. That makes you feel a very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned.
somewhat concerned.
Thank you so much. We're almost there. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Let's start with the first one. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. From 0 to 10, how agree are you with this statement?
7.
Thank you. The federal government has been rolling back of rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it is a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. From 0 to 10, how agree are you with this statement?
6.
Vaping bans have not led for fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. From 0 to 10, how agree are you with that statement?
8.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you one more time. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Oppose.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
Harm.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
It would not have an impact.
Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, cigarettes, yes or no?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigars?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Soda?
Yes.
Liquor or spirit?
Yes.
Beer?
No.
Wine?
No.
Thank you so much. Just a few questions for statistical purposes and we're almost done. Thank you so much for your time and patience. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
The last year of what?
The last year of schooling that you have completed.
School year? 2020.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Any children? Yes.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
I'm not sure.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. With this, we conclude our survey. Thank you for your participation. You're very kind. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you, Houston.
Take care, sir.